Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's podcast of the ages, all about law of attraction, relationships, and addictions within your life. Hosted by Stefan Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. Be right back with the host right after this. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to this podcast today. Today's topic is, where does the time go? Well, we're in the new year. And where does the time go? 2018 just went like that. Well, for me, it was. It just went so quickly and so gracefully. I am so happy and grateful for that 2018. But this show is all about how to get to that next level of clear clarity. And I'm talking about time management. If you are on a schedule in your life, whatever it may be, family, job, business, what's the key ingredient for time management? For me, I just don't worry about time. Because if I worry about time, it means I am always going to be shifting towards, I got to get it done. I got to get it done. I have to be here. I have to be there. When you change that mindset and have a schedule, and by the end of the day, if you have not done all of your sort of work or job or business, whatever it may be, well, family may be different because you have to pick up your son or daughter or your kids from whatever activities they're doing, those are priorities. But I'm talking about your regular day life. And if you don't get things done, and you're working very diligently and getting things, wanting to get things done, that means you may be asking yourself these questions. Am I doing it efficiently? And asking yourself, how can I improve on this schedule or whatever it may be in your life? Because this is the key point, because we can do a lot in one day, amazing amounts in one day. You know, we can travel around the world, not around the world, but we can go to go to Europe in 10 hours, say. You could be leaving your city, and it depends where you live. You can be in another city in a short amount of time and still be having a meeting or doing activities, right? So just imagine what you can do in one day in your own home or your business or your job when you put your mind to it. Because an airplane has a direction. It has a path and has a destination. So you got to put a destination to your life. Where am I going to be by the end of the day? The 12 hours or 10 hours or 8 hours or whatever it may be that you're putting your time and effort into your business and jobs. And the rest of the time is your own time, means your relaxation time, because I believe that there's an 888, so 888. So it means 8 hours of business work and then 8 hours of your pleasure time and then 8 hours of sleep. Some people may adjust it differently, but this is the rule of thumb. So the 888. And if you're doing more than that for any kind of balance, means you're not having a balanced life. And this is the time management. So once you've done your business or work, means you're done. You should be telling yourself, okay, this is it. If I don't get that project or thing done or meeting, schedule it for the next day. Do it for the next day. Because this is the love that you give yourself for your pleasure time and your family time. Because your pleasure time could be your hobbies, could be your family, could be many other things that's making you happy. As well as your work and job, because that always is, also should be your happy point as well. And of course, your sleep is when your sleep is. So, you know, you have your barometer of life and how you place it is how you do everything. So how you do your pleasure time and your relaxation time is how you do everything. How you sleep, if you're having an uneasy sleep, and if you're up and down, you're not getting quality sleep at night, I mean, there's something else going on in your life that you may have to deal with, and that's the balance. That's the time management of your time and your health and your well-being in life. So placing that effort towards your goals and successes in life is very important. But also is your time to yourself, time to your family, etc. So creating that balanced programming within yourself of managing it, and then having the weekends, of course, that'd be your own time, unless you have a business that you work on Saturdays, or even you have a job, works 6 days a week or 7 days a week. But my advice is work 5 days a week. Well, I'll tell you the truth, working is, we were never meant to work in this world, in this way of thinking, we were never meant to work. We're all supposed to live our passions. And if you are doing what you're doing as passion and you're making income, that means you're doing what you were meant to do. And if you're not, then you can reassess and think about what you're doing in life. This is the honest opinion, because if you're not happy, then you have to readjust what you're doing in life. No matter what, if it's work, job, relationships, and your sleep. Because if you're not healthy in the mind in all aspects of life, that means you're not at a balanced life. It means you're unbalanced. It means you're sleeping well, you're eating well, you're living well, and you're working well. So this is the process of success, because success is not always about money, not always about business, not always about relationships, and it's not always about sleeping or relaxing. It's that balance of whole package, as they call that's the big package. That's life. And when you feel struggling or an issue coming on in your life, this is where you have to step back from yourself and look in the mirror and look at yourself and say, what is it that's blocking me from happiness, from success? Remember, the only person that's blocking you or stopping you is yourself. So this is where you have to see yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and place that priority of where your happiness is, your barometer of happiness is. So I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to this podcast today. I'll be right back with a recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth, creating that clear clarity within your life. One step forward, never one step backwards. I'll be right back with a recap right after this. Welcome back, everybody. I'm so happy and grateful you're coming back for the recap. Number one, the 888. So that means work, business, relaxation time means hobbies, and your sleep time. So 888. And if you're working any other difference than that, then you maybe have to look at it. But it's up to you. But that's the balance. Number two, if you're not at that balance, look in the mirror and ask yourself the question, what is going on in my life? Number three, if you have a lack of sleep, it means something issue is bothering you that you're unable to sleep. It may be your work, your relationship, family, whatever it may be in your life that something's bothering you. And you may have an addiction, whatever it may be too, maybe alcohol or drugs. Myself, I had a terrible time sleeping because I was always filled with alcohol and nicotine and marijuana all at once. And that was my issue in my life. Number four is always create that balanced life as clear as it can be. Put forth that goal in your life to create that balance. And be optimistic about it. Make that life plan. Time management is very important. So I'm so happy and grateful everybody listened to this podcast today. We'll be back tomorrow with a fantastic episode. Thanks, everybody. Remember, everybody, create the life that you've always wanted, always desired, and dreamed of. Everybody have a great day. Bye-bye for now. And we're out.